His wisdom goes to be with you. Okay.
Remember to help you, but before we start anything else, on behalf of everybody, I want to thank you for a wonderful evening last week.
I know it has helped to sustain some of you until we have met again.
Yes, everybody thoroughly enjoyed the evening then.
It will occur many times.
Okay.
Because it is important that you all become as one.
Mm-hmm. We were certainly well on the way last week to that, and we were very, very pleased too to have your two colleagues to finish off the evening. It was lovely to welcome them again.
I know that whoever comes will receive your warmth and your welcome.
Yes, of course you do know what happens without me having to tell you.
Now, before we have your questions, I want to say just something, please. There are times in your lives when all seems dark,
yes.
When life seems troublesome, and we hear your cries, why? I want to say, I have been close by to one within this room who has shed many tears. I will not indicate which one they know.
Of course they do.
But I say to them, all things occur for a very, very good reason. If only you could accept those happenings within your life and understand wholly that you have been the instigator of those events, then life would seem so much simpler to you. As doors close within your lives, let me reassure you that another opens for a much better reason. So, do not hold on to your despair. By all means, allow the tears to flow, but then release them. Go forward. Go onwards. Because all is infinity. I want you always to know this. I want you all to have the understanding of this greater being who is part of your own being. Allow it to come to the fore all of life's problems will become insignificant. You understand my words?
Yes, it bears out what you have told us a number of times, that we must learn that we are basically spirit beings, and the physical body here is of little importance to our development. And it is interesting that yesterday evening we had some people here with a lady who does give a lot of information. I have mentioned her before, and we have to advise him on the need to recognize the spiritual aspect of ourselves rather than the physical, because the gentleman was involved in one of the eternal triangle problems and was hoping, of course, to be told what to do, and he was told what to do, but not in the way he was anticipating.
This is the hardest thing for you to grasp, that you cannot have interference within this lifetime, within human brains. Otherwise, what will you learn? Nothing. If each step is placed before you, would not your pathway be too simple?
Yes, it would.
You have to learn your life's lessons. You have to fully understand and to accept them. Not as the physical problems as you see them, but as that growth of the real you, of that spirit of which you all are. That is what is important, and this is what is so hard for you all to grasp.
It certainly is hard, and I know the gentleman to whom we were speaking last night will find it so, that I had to explain the difference between the physical and the spiritual, and of course in these matters, then the argument is constant and always unresolved unless we accept the emphasis of the spiritual necessity.
There never will be harmony within your human lives without that inner knowledge and spiritual peace which you all have. You cannot have it unless you reconcile each part of your beings. Can you not see and understand this?
Right, I think we do understand it.
Even those of you within this room, whilst in the conditions of these meetings, of these spiritual happenings, all seems to be clear. But once you go your separate pathways, you go about your daily lives, sometimes these thoughts can go astray. It is natural. You are human, but you need to train yourselves within your daily lives to know yourselves or who you truly are. Then, and only then will life become easier, happier, and only then, when you know yourselves well, can you begin to go forth and give help to others.
Yes, unless we have learned fully, we shall never be in a position to help others. I can see that.
I have you say, I hear you say, we do try to help, but remember that spirit self knows more than the human brain. Whether your actions really are true, whether indeed they come from that spiritual aspect of yourself. Remember always, you cannot fool yourself.
That's true. And again, as we have discussed previously, it is a motive and being more important than the action.
It is the reason behind the action.
Yes.
I have spoken long on this, but I wish to say, especially to those of you who are finding life so difficult at this particular time, remember, it is as a dream. It will become daylight. It will not last forever.
And it would be well for us if we can to retain that constantly. It is difficult, and you know as well as we do it is. But it's got to be accepted.
I do not wish to seem harsh in my remarks to you all, but I wish only to guide and to help you.
Well, we do appreciate that, and we thank you for it. We know you are dealing in facts. We do understand that.
I want you all to become what you truly are, to recognize that being that shines forth amongst men. I want these things for you whilst you tread this earthly plane. This I am trying to help you.
You certainly are, and we do hope we are not disappointing you in our reactions to what you tell us. Well, you know, I believe that we are trying.
That is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
That is what counts. If you do of your very best, what more can we ask of you?
No, we can't say that such and such is going to be the end result of our being here. We can only aim for it and hope that we shall succeed. Particularly with your guidance.
You are kind with your words, but I will accept them.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you know they are certain with truth?
No. Let us have your questions.
Questions, anybody?
There was something a little while ago. I asked you about a limb for hind quarter amputation. You said that it wasn't one at a time, but to look towards America and for it eventually. Do you think there's any sign that it's America?
I think you have to wait a little, but there is much development happening, not only within that country, but they will come forth fast. But it is a joint effort with many countries around the world. There is one country in Europe, you say, called Germany.
Yes.
There are people there who are making great efforts, who are being guided in all aspects of work. Not only that of which you ask, but there is one particular gentleman who is receiving inspiration. But it will come from the country you call America first.
Thank you.
But it will come from around this earth, not one place. It will come.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Debbie, you received some information last week concerning an approach to your brother.
Yes.
I don't know whether you would like to ask a question on that, whether it was so, or whether you should act on it.
Yes, okay. Last week I felt that I was in contact with the lady who used to own the house that we lived in Guernsey. I felt like she was trying to give me a warning that there was some land that she was afraid would be built on after the farm had died, and I felt quite strongly that I had to advise my brother about this. Was this the right sort of feeling or not?
Was it not told to you last time to accept what came to you? Always we fear, do we not, what comes to us? Yes. Let me speak about the one you call brother. He is more sensitive. He would not reject what you tell him. But give me one moment, please. I have to tell you, this land will be sold. You can forward what you feel, but it will be sold. The efforts made to stop it cannot take place. It will eventually go. I hope this will help you to make your decision.
Yes. Do we know that it will be actually built on, developed?
That will be the reason why it is sold, but there will be many problems arising from the sale of this land.
Okay.
I can tell you there will not be. Houses built upon this land for much time to come, but there will be a sale of the land. Is this enough for you?
Yes, that's fine, thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much for that. I know it's not within your normal province of teaching, but I did want the lady to have verification, because that is the first time, and last time, it was the first occasion on which she has been used to that extent.
I have to contradict you there, my friend. It is not the first time. It is the first time that she has verbally spoken of it.
Thank you very much.
She has tended to reject what has come to her.
Well, I hope this will give her some assurance that what she gets is so.
That is why we wanted to work with all of you last time.
Thank you very much. You're happy with that, Debbie?
Yes.
Any other questions? Margaret, you've been wondering about your grandson in Hong Kong again, haven't you?
Yes, well, Heather told me that, you know, sort of, I'm not to worry about him. But, Yetta, you know, that used to come here, she got some, gave my daughter-in-law some tablets. And, he was about them for 4 days and his character changed again. So she wrote to Yetta to send her some more. And he has progressed quite a lot since then.
Thank you. Good.
Give this child time. That is all that is needed here. Do not be concerned.
Thank you very much.
Sarah, any comments on your activities of last week? Sarah, not Sarah.
Sarah, yes. No, I haven't any.
You're quite happy with what you experienced?
Yes, I feel very reassured and very happy, yes, thank you.
I knew you were always bouncing when you went out. Good. Sarah, anything you want to ask?
No, I don't think I need to. No. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
No, I'll be fine.
George?
We have from time to time talked about humour and the value of humour. there are many types of humour on Earth plane. Some of it's quite nice and some of it's rather coarse. But there are many types of humour. And much of it is no doubt of great value. And it's nice that humour continues in spirit realm. It's nice that to think that that continues. I would imagine that as one progresses, the humour is refined to some degree. I imagine the coarse types go, and the nicer humours probably persist. Is there anything further you would like to talk to us about in relation to humour?
Let me say this to you, my friend. There is indeed much of what you call humor on your earth. It is part of your physical makeup. It helps to make life easier for you, from what I can see. But I think I can tell you that even as matter refines, then of course humor is retained. And I would have to say, any matter which is heavy and includes coarseness of any kind will eventually be gotten rid of. As you become finer, become more attuned to that part of your being which exists on a higher vibration, then all coarseness disappears. But how would you define Uma? I suppose you would say, to some extent, that I have on occasion been humorous whilst with you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I have to say, it is a memory of humor that I bring with me. It is not something that is natural within me. Firstly, you have to understand that there is no need of humor as the energies become more and more refined.
Yes, thank you. I wondered about that.
We have spoken about the time when all speech ceases to exist and only the power of your thought remains as communication. But I think you are asking me the question, is there a particular point in your development when humor disappears? I think, say to you, yes. But it would take much time for this to occur. Because, you see, it mainly belongs to those physical attributes which you possess.
Yes, that's very interesting.
I suppose, in a sense, you could say good humor was a form of love. And that, my friend, is how I would look upon your term humor.
Yes, I think
it is an interaction between two people.
I would agree with that description, absolutely. And we have often been asked by those in the immediately succeeding plane of life to make sure we bring our sense of humor with us when we go to them.
Of course, because we have spoken previously, when you leave your physical being, you do not suddenly become someone so different. You are still you, and all that you have been remains with you for some considerable time. That includes what you term humor.
And the laughter which has been brought back from the next life to us here and has been recorded has been of extremely good value to those who have come investigating this work. They have been astonished that they're at the laughter and to know that it still exists in the next world.
You see, all that is good exists for longer on those energy vibrations.
That's it.
All that is love that is good, will continue constant and stronger. Can you see this?
Yes, and I see what you mean about human being love, because it does unite two people in the sharing of something beyond the immediate physical problems.
And those of you who have that bond can share what you call Numa without exchange of your words.
Right. That's true.
So you have a little of what Numa would be in the very best sense.
Yes, we enjoy our laughter together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lillian, any question?
I could ask one about my youngest granddaughter, who's rather slow with her speech. She is having help, but is there anything that you could suggest that we could help her even more? I think she's beginning to be a little bit frustrated.
Yes. Can I say to you, you worry too much about this child. It is the anxiousness which is affecting her most. I would suggest you hold back just a little. After all, children are individual in their development, as you adults are in your spiritual growth. So it takes your children time to readapt to earthly life. I am speaking to you from the spirit. So please try to understand what I am telling you.
What do you understand?
Please step back from this child. The anxiety, the comparisons are too much for her to take. She will come forth when the time is right for her. The words will come, but the more she is forced to use words, the less success you will have with her. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
I do not say give up completely, but I have to say the mother is rather anxious.
Yes, I know.
You fully understand this, don't you? She needs to just step back a little.
And the child would be picking up that anxiety, I should imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
She is feeling pressured. Do not doubt that children know what is within another human being. I have to say, most of you underestimate these children. You don't allow them their development time. There is too much within your world that is set by time and by rules. Please allow her a little more time.
Yes, thank you very much.
But the mother must refrain from too much anxiety.
I'll tell her.
Any questions, Joe? Any? No? two?
No, it's this
one. Yeah, that's one. Right. Okay. Any other questions for Sandra?
But I am.
And who's that?
Dawn.
Yes, sir.
I have a granddaughter of four, and she keeps complaining about her tummy and her mouth, and she seems to be sick, and then she's all right. She's been to the doctor, and he says that she's got a urinary infection, but I don't think it's that at all. It's strange, she keeps thinking how long she's having from the appendicitis or something.
No. No, this child suffers too from problems outside her nature. Around her there is stress which helps to create these upsets. Please be advised by the doctor giving advice. It is fine. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about this. You see, children can suffer from conditions in which they are placed. But don't worry about this child.
Thank you very much. Any other questions for Sandra?
I want to say one thing.
Yes.
About the child.
Yes.
Before I finish. That child is particularly musical. And it would be good to direct her in that way. It would give her a release of emotions which at this time in her life she is not able to express.
Okay.
It is an avenue she should follow. I think for this time I will withdraw from you and we will see what else can be achieved this time.
Thank you very much for what you're telling us.
Thank you.
Can I say, next time, all are together, we would attempt again to use this one.
You certainly. Okay.
Becoming
so much more aware of all that is happening around you.
That's so true. We do thank you for having told us that. It gives us confidence.
I hope it provides you with more than confidence. I hope you feel that stirring within yourselves of the knowledge and the love that you all have.
Does everyone feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you once again. God bless you.
They then followed one through Sue.
You are in the season where the leaves become changed.
Yes, you're quite right, we are. This is the season which we call autumn.
Many colors, many flowers.
This tree look very beautiful at this time of the year.
I say to you all, look at the leaves, become part of those leaves, experience the colors, feel the colors, and listen to what they tell you. Do you understand?
Yes, I think we do. In fact, we should be aware every time we see them that they remind us that there is no such thing as death. It is merely a transition from one form of life to another.
Are you Paul? Are you pushed into the earth where they give life and warmth to new growth.
The essence is continuity of life. We do understand that and we accept it. But I think we don't always realize the beauty that lies within these changes. We must not look upon it as something ceasing. It is something beginning. We tend to look upon autumn as the end of our year, or the approaching end of our year, instead of regarding it as the beginning of something new.
You speak wise words. When you look upon the trees, naked of their foliage, do not think of barren trees and cold nights. Think only of the new growth which is beneath
but I have always looked upon this as a physical lesson for us, if only we can assimilate it.
Use your psychic sight to see into the new world, feel the spiritual growth which surrounds you all. Let yourselves become part of the new growth, and you will see what can be achieved. Do not think of iron twigs. Think only of new and vibrant existence.
Yes, we should always keep that in mind. I do agree with what you say.
I remind you all to look and see and listen to the colors of your autumn, and feel the peace and your love, which surrounds you all.
Thank you very much. You should certainly try to do that.